This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
All right, welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12 o'clock. Joey Vitale and Martin at 11. Eddie Olczyk will join us at 11:30. Got some great text out there. Parayko and Pietrangelo have been studs in the playoff run. Colton has really stepped up his game. He had that one near catastrophic turnover last night, but you're right. You know what? Here's what I was thinking last night when I was watching him. When he came up, and for the first couple of years, we thought he was going to be Chris Pronger-like because of his height, the blonde hair, the position. There was so much in common. But you know what he's more like? He's more like Al MacInnis. He's got that weapon, that unbelievable shot, which is one of the best shots for a defenseman in the league. He's more like Al than he is like Chris.
And don't forget, he can skate. You saw it a number of times where the defensemen, both him and Pietrangelo, went deep in the offensive zone to poke pucks back to the offense. And it's amazing how a guy with that size can stop and go on a dime, just like a Jaden Schwartz. He's obviously not as athletic, but his skating ability is tremendous for his size.
All right, what else you got there? Brian?
Frank, when the Blues scored, I hugged my wife and daughters. My girls turned around and high-fived John Hamm, who was sitting right behind them.
Very nice. How about that?
Almost went to bed because I was afraid to watch the Blues dominate the whole game and have Bishop keep them from getting a second goal, but I watched with my boys, and we all went nuts when Maroon scored. I'm also so nuts that I have to wear the same Blues t-shirt because every game I've worn it, they've won. My wife thinks I'm crazy. 3-1-4.
How about this? If San Jose wins, we understand that there is a conflict.
Stars on Ice on Sunday, Frank.
Okay, so
by Musselman's.
You got to move. I mean, you got to move the game then.
Would it go Saturday, Monday?
They might.
Yep.
And then I guess just do the Eastern Conference Friday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Probably. Boston and Carolina. I mean, when Nathan Chen's in town, Frank, you gotta.
Oh, of course.
You gotta roll out the red carpet for him. Merrill Davis. I don't know any of these people.
Frank, I'm a 55-year-old man, and when Maroon put that goal in, I was jumping up and down and screaming like a 10-year-old. If anyone went to bed early in the neighborhood, I'm sure I woke them up. What a game. All right. When Blue scored. Oh, no, you got that one already. What else?
Someone took the train from Chicago to catch the game.
Wow.
Couldn't miss game seven, says Shy Play Baby. When Patty scored, I jumped in the air. We were all standing, hugging my buddy as I knocked his glasses off and started hugging random strangers around me. Cam was 10 rows in front and not surprisingly going crazy. I will never forget that moment the rest of my life.
Wow. Now, do you think that the Bishop performance will help or hurt Bishop's Post restaurant in Chesterfield?
Oh, it's got to help.
I think their fans, I think that this explains because they won, but I think fans respect the hell out of Ben Bishop. Not only just playing with whatever injury it was, how serious we may never know, but still, you knew he was in pain, and that was one of the best goalie performances I've seen. Granted, not all of those 52 shots were, you know, quality chances. Some of them, you know, were tips and things like that, but it's still what Bishop did after getting hit in the clavicle or wherever he got hit. I have tremendous respect, and I think a lot of St. Louis Blues fans do as well, I would hope.
I yelled so loud from my basement, I woke my son upstairs. Wow.
Eastern Conference is actually starting Thursday night. So
that's a Thursday,
Saturday. And if you're the NHL, you're not going to want to have just a day off where no team is playing. So I don't know if there's San Jose just has to lose tonight, I guess. That simplifies everything if San Jose loses game 7 tonight.
Then you could play here.
But there's a Cher concert Friday night, isn't there? Wasn't that determined?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that's Bedman's problem. We'll see how they make that work.
I wonder what NBC's doing. Would they prefer a 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon game, or do they prefer a 7 o'clock?
Honestly, I'd prefer the 2 o'clock for myself as a fan. I'm not for sure what the network.
It's a Saturday. I don't mind the prime time on Saturday. Go to a bar.
Yeah.
Get gassed up.
I love afternoon games, though. I just love afternoon game because you have, you know, if you win, you have that time afterward to go hang out and have some fun. You don't have to immediately go to bed. So I like the afternoons.
Splashback Deuce with a little creativity. Are you going to do a lap 7 today?
We could have. We could have kept going.
Yeah.
Except we had Army on. But we could have kept going with the analysis. It was just funny because people were joking, game 7, May 7th, Petty Maroon wears number 7. He should score the game-winning goal. And strangely enough, it happened that way.
Yeah. Gosh. can we change the topic for a few minutes? Otherwise,
to
just
what?
Let Strick take over until the season ends.
Boy, old man, let's just say I'll have a child named Maroon in about 9 months. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Blues have a chance because Binnington never lets in a softie. Even the games where he gave up some goals, and I'm not sure how many you would say are soft. I don't think any.
No.
And respect Jake Allen, but like you can almost point out individual games throughout the season to where soft goals happened almost on a nightly basis. Now, I don't want to bash him, but with Binnington, it's much different to where, like you said, I don't know if I can point out one specific one, especially in the playoffs, to where you question it, should he have gotten it or not?
Why is the Maroon kid crying? They won. Sorry your dad can't take you fishing next week. Act like you've been there before, kiddo. I hope he's being sarcastic.
He's being facetious.
Definitely.
Because to be fair, none of us have been there before. A double overtime game in which the Blues win.
And, you know, the thing, too, is it's almost like, you know, when he was crying, the boy, it was like when a soldier comes home and surprises his son and the son just, you know, breaks down and cries. I mean, that's what it's like.
It was reminiscent of when Maroon came into town. Was he a Winnipeg Jet?
Edmonton Oiler.
Yep. And scored, and his kid was into that. I think Maroon got emotional with Gene Principe after that game.
Yeah, that was a cool moment in sports, actually.
Parayko and Pietrangelo have been studs this postseason.
Yes.
Let's add it all went down on a Tuesday. How many letters are in Tuesday? 7 letters in Tuesday.
Not bad.
7s were wild last night.
How about this, too, that Pat Maroon and David Freese both do it against teams from Dallas?
Yes. Yeah. How about that? Boy, Dallas really had nothing offensively last night.
Yeah. The Zuccarello goal was definitely, that was just a bad break.
I was waiting for something again to happen like that. I agree with 314 saying that was a bad omen because that was the worst luck. I was terrified, especially going into overtime. I thought, you know, you couldn't get it done in regulation. You dominated it. I was waiting for Dallas to kind of turn things in their favor, and thankfully it didn't happen.
And when you watch that play in slow motion, it's easy to, you know, blame the ref. And even I think a former NHL ref said that the ref might have been out of position. But if you look at the Perron play, it's just a bad decision-making. Even if it didn't hit the ref, it would have hit the sideboards and probably bounced near the net with an easy rebound opportunity. So I think overall, it's disappointing. It's so St. Louis and especially the Blues. But Perron needs to not pass that back on behind the net. And if you do, make sure it's a nice, crisp pass.
And that was the moment, too, where you thought, you know what, this is a typical Blues moment in Game 7. And you also thought, too, with all those shots on goal and not getting anything for it, at least in, you know, till the second overtime, this is going to be a typical, disastrous, heartbreaking Blues loss. They outplay them, and they still get beat. All right, before we go to break, quick word about the Bomarito Automotive family. If you're looking for a car, look no further than Bomarito. They have the best selection in St. Louis. They have 20 new car locations. They have 9 pre-owned car locations. They have the right car for you. Go to bomarito.com and go through their extensive inventory of new cars and pre-owned cars and see if they don't have the right car for you. Joey Vitale and Martin next.